It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we release music and interviews of the bands of New Jersey Rock. Coming up, we'll talk with Joe C. of Teal Casino about their week-long streaming event, Quarantour, rock a killer cover from Kingston and Greystar, and a cut from the Parlor Mob's latest release. We'll also check in with Angelo Valente of Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey about their Shoutdown Drugs Prevention Concert. It's an awesome competition featuring all local acts. And this year, due to the coronavirus pandemic, it's an online competition. We'll rock a track from last year's winner. But first, let's get off the show with the man who rocked Jersey Rock on the air last week. He has a new album on the way later this year. Here's Manny Cabo with Waiting on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I hear them talking in the back of my mind. What I did wasn't right, but I had a little bit of help tonight. Walking in and out the front door, it's always the same whether I'm coming or going. You'll never change. I can hear the baby crying. Lord, there's no denying that the love we made was so yesterday. You keep me waiting. Cause you keep me waiting. Looking at the clock and I watch the time go by, but it ain't on my side. Like a gun wasting bullets in the night. You can keep on lying, but the only one that you're fooling is you, my friend.
With Waiting on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. New album on the way later this year. In the meantime, check out his music, his Live to Inspire clothing line, and his Mojo for Musicians podcast at MannyCabo.com. Joining us over the phone is Joe C. of Deal Casino. Their latest EP, Woof, is out now. They're also doing something really cool. It's called Quarantour, a live streaming event. Joe, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you so much for having us, Tom.
Dude, it's awesome having you on, and, you know, we had you on the on-air show to talk about it briefly on Thursday night, but for anyone who might have missed that, tell us about Quarantour.
Yeah, so actually, we were on tour with a band, The Orphan, The Poet, when the coronavirus started escalating. So we had to cancel and we came back home, got a little bored and thought, hey, how can we continue playing for people? And started inviting our friends onto Instagram Live. And it just kind of happened off the top of our heads.
Yeah, last week you had Shoebies, Still Hungry, Skyline, The Happy Fits. You closed the week out with Sonic Bloom, and you're doing it again starting on Monday.
Yes. We have been working on getting some more bands together because we don't know when this whole thing's going to end. So we were just playing it off week by week. It seems like it'll be fun.
So in order to watch this, does someone need the Instagram app or can they go online? What's the best way to view this?
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't view it on a web server or anything. So you need like an iPad or an iPhone and the Instagram app to check it out. And we are at @DealCasino_.
And you guys have literally put together an actual online tour. So I love it and I love the name of it. And, you know, if maybe a band is out there and they're interested in doing something with you, can they just reach out to you on Instagram?
Yeah, of course. We're always on Instagram. You know, either that or Twitter will definitely reach back. And it's been a lot of fun, too, because every night we've been doing, like, you switch off and on, each band plays an original, but at the end, we've been covering the other band, and the other band has been covering one of our songs. So it's a nice little spin-off of just hearing a different version of each of the artist's tunes.
I think that's so cool. And it starts up again Monday, goes right on through Friday. It's every night at 7:30.
Yes.
And, you know, changing gears a little bit, you guys have a new EP out now. Tell us about Woof.
Yeah, Woof, it's funny. We've been going through a lot of changes over the past year, lots of touring, even a lineup change. Our drummer left, and we've been kind of juggling around these songs for over a year, and we're really happy to finally have them out there so people can listen. It's like four songs, four originals, and a cover, My Way, Frank Sinatra. And it's a groovy one. It's definitely uplifting, more uplifting than some of our other songs out there.
So it's available now like on all streaming platforms, correct?
Yeah, you can find it everywhere you listen to music.
And the track we're doing off of Woof, tell us about Love Leech.
Love Leech, yeah. It's so funny. When we started writing the songs for Woof, we rehearsed at Mad Dog. It's like this CrossFit gym, but they let us set up every night and perform for a few weeks. So we were just hanging out in this weird CrossFit gym, jamming, and it was just started with a guitar riff, and it all fell into place really quick. It was a lot of fun.
Joe C. of Deal Casino, new EP Woof is out now. Catch them on Instagram Live @DealCasino_, all week, Monday through Friday at 7:30 for Quarantour. Joe, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Tom.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Deal Casino with Love Leech on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Hi, this is Kingston.
And this is Graystar, and you're listening to Tom Hanley.
On 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
And Graystar rocking their rendition of David Bowie's Suffragette City on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off Hero, the Main Man Records tribute to David Bowie. Get it now at mainmanrecords.com and check out Kingston and Graystar at kingstonandgraystar.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Joining us over the phone is Angelo Valente of Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey. Their show, New Jersey Shouts Down Drug Prevention Concert, is happening on April 3rd. Angelo, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom.
It's great to have you on here. I've been keeping an eye on this event. I think it's a great event that you're doing. But before we even get into that, tell us about what it is that you do over at Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey.
Sure. The Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey is the state's largest prevention organization, in that it's responsible for getting messages throughout the state of New Jersey on ways for people to avoid getting involved with drugs and abusing alcohol. The partnership was founded about 25 years ago, And since that time, it's generated millions of dollars of in-kind support from many people in the media. And we're so pleased that WRAT 95.9 is going to be the sponsor for this year's New Jersey Shoutdown Drugs.
Well, it's a great event. It's a great cause. And if somebody is interested in helping you guys out, whether it's to make a donation or to get involved, how can they do that?
Well, they could visit our website. So it's drugfreenj.org. But if they really want to get involved in this particular music competition, what we would recommend people to do is to visit our specific site called shoutdowndrugs.com. And when they go to that site, they're going to be listening to original music created by young people in the state of New Jersey, high school students. And each year for the last 16 years, this competition has really brought together some of the most talented young people in our state with delivering a very important message about being drug-free.
And originally, this was supposed to be an actual live concert, but unfortunately, due to the coronavirus pandemic, you guys had to switch things up and go to an all-online platform. How much of a challenge was that?
Well, it was a challenge, but we're very pleased to report that on April 3rd, the night of our concert, we will have a virtual concert that will be on our website, both websites, drugfreenj.org and shoutdowndrugs.com. And at that time, people throughout the state of New Jersey will get an opportunity to participate in the concert by listening to these really special songs created by our teams in our state. And then in about 5 or 10 minutes after the concert is concluded, we're so pleased that WRAT, and in particular Jimmy Steele, during his show a little bit before 7 o'clock, will announce the winners, the first, second, and third place winners of the statewide competition.
And that's this Friday, April 3rd. And if you haven't already heard, we're going to feature your first and second and third place winners on Jersey Rock the following week, April 7th, 8th, and 9th on Rat Radio.
Oh, that's fabulous, Tom. It's a great opportunity for the young people in the state to understand that their music is important, and more importantly, their message is crucial.
Totally. And it's a wide cross-section of different styles of music, right?
Without a doubt. We have ballads. We have groups that have come together. We have bands. We have single acts and duets. It ranges, the genres range from hip-hop to country western through more contemporary ballad-style music. So it really is a wide variety of music, representing the wide variety of music that people in New Jersey listen to.
And yeah, we have a lot of great artists out there, and these are all young and up-and-coming artists, and I think it's just awesome. If somebody maybe next year would like to submit their music to you, how can they do that?
Yeah, they just have to visit our site, shoutdowndrugs.com, and on there is an application that they can download, and we would encourage people to download those applications, be part of this competition. And what's exciting is that it doesn't end on the night of the event. The first, second, and third place winners actually receive music contracts from the partnership. And what they do is they go out and perform their songs at venues throughout the state of New Jersey. So we provide a $5,000, a $3,000, and a $2,000 music contract to the first, second, and third place winners. So it's an exciting opportunity for some young people to be able to be involved in this program.
I think it's great. Angelo Valente of Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey. Their New Jersey Shouts Down Drugs Prevention Concert is rocking the internet this Friday, April 3rd. Make sure you vote. We have the link up on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Angelo, thank you so much for calling in.
Tom, thank you so much, and thank you for your listeners to give us an opportunity to get this message out.
And right now, let's hear from last year's first place winner. Here's Tiffany Inamuo with Had It All on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
There's a man who's sitting in the dark, people stare, not knowing what he's lost. He is haunted by his past. He knows the words of what he's had with regret. He sings, I had it all. I had so much joy around me. Oh, I was blind. I didn't see what was right in front of me. I traded my world for pills and flies. Let it slip right through my grasp. I should have known. Oh, that it would be gone. he looks back on the days gone by. She gave him life, but she had to say goodbye. And oh, he promised till death do us part, but his choices drove them apart. Through his tears he sings, I had it all, I had so much joy around me. Oh, I was blind, I didn't see what was right in front of me. I traded my world for pills and flowers. He looks to the sky above and says there's no erasing what I've done. 'Cause I had it all, I had it all. Oh, the only thing that matters,
hey, this is Sam from the Parlor Mob, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Parlor Mob with House of Cards on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their latest album, Dark Hour. Check it out on all streaming platforms and learn more at ParlorMob.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to your Garden State talent, Rock the Airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Remember, stay safe, stay healthy, and practice social distancing. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.